Lesson 4, Part 1, starting now. Ladies and gentlemen, I must say how very pleasing it is to see so many members here tonight. I trust that you have enjoyed a most pleasant dinner. This is one of the few occasions when we can all be present as one large, happy sporting family. As tennis club members, we enjoy a sport which, in this country, is very much controlled by the changeable weather conditions, and judging by the snow outside, tonight is no exception. This is our fourth annual dinner, and I must say how much my wife and I always look forward to this occasion. During the season, there are few instances when we can meet all the club members at the same time. One of the difficulties in the past has been the shortage of courts, but I am happy to report that two new courts will be open in time for the coming season. We desperately needed more clubhouse space, and because of the funds raised by all our willing volunteers last year, I am happy to report that the extension to the clubhouse has now been completed. Thus, I am sure, we will all be delighted with these much-needed and improved facilities, which will go far to making us a bigger club in which more members can participate. It is all very well to play tennis regularly, but I am sure we all attach much importance to our social activities and the good friendships which we make at the same time. Last year was another successful season of competitions, since we played 11 club matches and won 7. This is a great improvement on the previous year's results, and I am sure that this is in no small measure due to the expert services of Mr. John Painter, who organized coaching sessions for the senior members. It is no surprise that two of our members were selected for county trials, and here again, I think they would wish to thank Mr. Painter for giving them the best possible advice. Mark Flower was again selected to play at Junior Wimbledon, and even though he only reached the second round, I would like to compliment him on his efforts. I feel that there is a very bright future for Mark, and I know that his interests in the game are deep-rooted, following on from his father's high reputation as a county player. End of part 1.